USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now is not the time to travel. That's the latest message from the Centers of Disease Control asking Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The CDC says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. There have been many questions about those vaccines and whether they're being rushed to the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that isn't an issue. According to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the speed with which these vaccines were developed is a testament to the technologies being used.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The first set of data for the 2020 census may not be ready by its end-of-the-year deadline. The U.S. Census Bureau said Thursday that having to fix routine anomalies in the data could cause them to miss their December 31st deadline. The latest state population counts are due then, data that is used to determine each state's share of congressional seats for the next decade. The Census Bureau had extended its data-gathering period because of the pandemic from the end of July to the end of October, shortening the amount of time they'd have to process that data. There's no word from the Bureau when they believe the data will be ready. The state of California is imposing a limited stay-at-home order in its counties with the highest number of coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting Thursday that a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for non-essential work and gatherings starts on Saturday. The order will last for 1 month and is in effect for 41 of the state's 58 counties, putting more than 41 million people under the order. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Peanuts holiday specials will be on television this year after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas, can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will be consistent: Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.